This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I've been sleeping all week, freshly back from Tampa. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. I'm ready to go. Almost a 4-hour show. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Get on the line if you missed me. Get on the line if you didn't miss me. Fairweather fans, bandwagon fans, Yankees fans, Mets fans, St. John's fans, Giants fans. Does Jameis Winston have fans yet? Justin Fields might. We're going to get into it. But as I listened to the station today and I tapped back in over the weekend a little bit, and today we had Subway Series down there in Port St. Lucie, I'm like, we got to talk baseball. This is it. St. John's eliminated. They got up out the way, and we'll get to that. I felt bad about how that all shook out. I was in the camp. I feel like we needed more positive energy coming from WFAN towards the Johnnies. We'll get to the Johnnies. I did have a take on Jameis Winston. If you follow me on social media, I had that take like 2 weeks ago. I said Jameis was just waiting on that Giants job. He's waiting on it, and he got it, but he might have some more competition. Cam Ward's pro day was today. We'll get to that as well. And some of the moves that the Giants made, kind of under the radar moves, I like. But yeah, it's baseball time, man. The season's upon us. These are the last of days until it counts. Let the games begin. All of the back and forth, all of the talk, all of the guessing games, all of the, things that fans do about what these teams are going to be, how many games they're going to win, who's going to hit where, who's going to make the team. We'll do that tonight. We'll talk about injuries. We'll talk about the 26-man roster. We'll talk about young guys that are going to get their shot, guys that opted out, guys that are going to make the cut, not make the cut, what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's Monday night. Pretty soon it'll be Tuesday. And we're getting ready for opening day. 888-808-1019. You should be talking about the Yankees. You should be talking about the Mets. They played today. And I know that game didn't matter at all. I know the game, it's spring training and it's funny that it ended in a draw. It ended in a tie. I felt like it needed to. Brandon Nimmo was like, "Now we gotta have a tie game so that neither fan base can get too crazy, because it's been too crazy. It's been much about nothing." And I started thinking more about the generational Juan Soto, and I'm not so mad about Juan Soto. I'm not coping at this point about Juan Soto. I don't hate Juan Soto, but we'll start with the boos, right? I was watching the game, and actually I was listening to the game on 880, and then online you could see the clip where, you know, Juan Soto comes out to a smattering of boos, but also some cheers. I think we'll be able to get the audio from that. I'll send it to Paul if you haven't heard it yet. But, like, who cares? You know, much is being made about the Yankees in this rivalry. And if you didn't think it was a rivalry, it's certainly a rivalry now. Where I've come around to with Juan Soto is, like, this is great. This is a superhero and a villain in our city. This is theatrical. This is get your popcorn ready. This is drama for not just this year, and you might already have Soto fatigue, but it's not just this year. It's for the rest of his career. It's for the next 15 years. Yankee fans are going to be rooting for him to fail, and Mets fans are going to be rooting for him to succeed. And I mean, the Mets are going to milk this thing for the decade and a half. I mean, I saw the first 15,000 fans get a Juan Soto pin before he even steps into the batter's box in Citi Field. The first 15,000 fans will get a Juan Soto pin with him doing the Juan Soto shuffle, you know, for buying their tickets and getting to the stadium early. Incentives. I even saw at the Mets house, right? The Mets house, they're selling this special edition Victus Juan Soto bat. They got to make that money back, right? That's a lot of money. Tomorrow at the Mets house, starting at 11 a.m., shoppers have the opportunity to purchase a limited edition Juan Soto bat. Only 22 available. Bats are $400 each. Limit two per person. We know you Mets fans got money to blow. We know them ticket prices are up. We know that this was the greatest spring training that the Mets ever had. The Juan Soto effect is real. It is good for business. It is good for baseball. It's good for New York baseball. I'm not going to hold you. I don't think either one of these teams are winning the World Series this year. I said it. I don't think either one of these teams. I think it's going to be harder for both of these teams to get to where they were last year, and that's the bar. But we have this player that played for the Yankees and propelled the Yankees to a World Series, hit the home run that sent them there, caught the last out. That's forever. That's in Yankee Classic. You might see it on Yankeeography if Yes Network and Fields have gone away. We have this guy who actually chose to leave the 27th time world. He actually chose to leave the Yankees to be a Met. So what he could be signaling is the changing of the guard, or he could just signal, hey, the more things change, the more things stay the same. I'm riveted. I will watch every single Mets game I can watch, every single Yankees game I can watch. I'm going there live. And when they talk about, are you going to boo him? I don't know. Somebody asked me that. One of my young boys hit me. I'm going to that game, Keith. What do you think I should do? I said, you'll know how to feel in there. You don't have to know today. You don't have to be one of these guys. I'm not going to boo Juan Soto. I'm a classy Yankee fan. He helped send us to the World Series, and I appreciate him for that. I know there's a lot of Yankee fans that are over Altuve. Altuve's playing left field now. All that F Altuve. That's done. That's years old now. I bet you some of them same frat boys that come to Yankee Stadium fire up F Juan Soto. And if they're not doing it in Yankee Stadium, they've already bought a Soto 22 City Edition jersey, and they'll be taking the 7 line to Queens. 888-808-1019. Like, baseball is upon us. And I don't think either one of these teams are winning the World Series. Sure, it'd be great. And you know, I don't mean to rain on our parades, but it's just like, I don't see it. With all the injuries, and look at these rotations and these lineups, and who knows? We're going to go on the ride. But at least we have this dynamic here of, like, Juan Soto helped end the Yankees' drought in World Series appearances. Juan Soto was in pinstripes, in the Yankees building, getting the loudest roll call, getting love from the fans. Yankee fans now are scorned. Some don't care. Like, honestly, I talked to a lot of Yankee fans. I was just in Tampa. Some Yankee fans are more pissed off at the fact that they can't get to the players because of the new renovations and changes they made in Tampa to spring training. You used to be able to walk up to the players. Hey, you can't do that now. It's 2025. We're in the future. Much has changed. They're not going to play New York after we lose. These guys have beards now. Juan Soto looked at the Yankees Monument Park, looked at the Yankees retired numbers, looked at the Yankees Old Timers Day and said, no thanks. No, thanks. I see a better future over there. And you know, whether you believe him or not, it doesn't matter if you believe him or not. This is what the guy's saying. You know, in 6-7 years, let me pull that quote up. I think I saw Big Mac was talking about that, and it caught my attention. And I was like, you know what? It came from The Pursuit. I didn't watch that. Why would I watch The Pursuit? Why would they make a movie called The Pursuit of Juan Soto? These are my Mets. My Mets are making, they're making YouTube long-length feature films, long-form content on how they got Juan Soto to sign. You have the richest owner in the sport. But Juan Soto now is talking about, yeah, you know, I know the Yankees are going to be good for the next couple years, but I don't know the next. Nobody knows anything, Juan. But I do understand the logic as far as, like, you have an owner that is going to spend and isn't afraid to spend. You're proof of that, Juan. And then you have David Stearns, who's one of the smartest guys, regarded as one of the smartest guys in baseball. He's not going to let the sink ship. His first year on the job, bravo. So when you put the smartest guy in the room with the richest guy in the room who's also smart as well, you think that good things are going to come. 888-808-1019. I just think there's a lot of saving face going on for no reason. That's another thing with the Soto dynamic. You don't need to save face. You don't need to go on a podcast and say, no, the Mets were not the highest offer. Of course they were. Of course they were. You don't have to say anything. And then all the stuff about Soto's mom and his mom and his dad really wanted him to be. He wanted to be a Met. He wanted to be a Met, and that is okay. Some of y'all got to just, it is okay. You might not want to be a Met. I don't want to be a Met. Aaron Boone doesn't want to be a Met. Aaron Boone straight up told him, those Mets colors don't look good on you. To be honest, Mets colors don't look good on anyone. It's okay. It's okay. But like now this has to play out. Now this has to play out. And we're going to be watching and going to the ballpark and listening to WFAN all night and all day with reactions and calls and hosts on each side. And it's going to be great no matter what. No matter what. The Mets got to worry about their own division. They got to worry about their own rotation. They got to live up to expectations with a target on their back now. But like I said, Mets fans, you have a superhero. I'm not going to lie to you. I watched every at-bat. I met Juan Soto last year. Having Juan Soto on your team is like having Superman on your side. Straight up. He's going to win you some games. He's going to do some things that wow you. He's going to do some things for the next decade and a half that are going to make you love the Mets and love watching baseball. But that doesn't guarantee he's going to win a championship. And for Yankee fans, you have a villain now. You have a guy to hate on. Whether he's dropping a pop-up or one is going over his head or he's getting thrown out at second or he has a day he goes 0-for-4, some of you are going to lean into that. Some of you are going to love to hate Juan Soto. It's good to have a villain. It's WWE. It's all wrestling, right? If I saw Juan Soto today, I'd shake his hand. But like, I might be in Yankee Stadium the weekend of May 16th and he comes out, I might just boo his ass. I might just feel that way. Then that's okay. That's my right to do that. I don't boo the Yankees, but I'll boo a Met easily. 888-808-1019. So I wanted to start with some of that stuff, right? Coming out of, you know, spring training game, and spring training is done. I think there's one more game left, but we had Yankees Mets today, and of course they end up in a tie and in a draw. And I think there's another interesting dynamic here with, you know, guys like Dom Smith, who's, you know, opted out, but also guys like Marcus Stroman, a former Met, right? There's some Mets fans that like to get at me from, I think, 2 years ago now when I was talking about the Mets taking Yankees leftovers, sloppy seconds, hand-me-downs, right? Rejects. One man's trash is another man's opening day starter. Clay Holmes. Do not leave Clay Holmes out of this, yo. Do not leave Clay Holmes out of this. I'm booing the hell out of Clay Holmes. I wish him no luck. I don't hate Clay. I hated when he pitched for the Yankees. But like, do I want to see him become an ace for the Mets? Hell no. But like, there's a dynamic here with the Yankees, right? The Yankees don't take the Mets players until they go somewhere else and they just like shake the Mets stench off them a little bit. Like Carlos Carrasco had to go back to Cleveland to shake that Metsiness off a little bit. All right, come on down. And like Pablo Reyes, I know he didn't really play for the Mets, but like, Marcus Stroman, even Dom Smith. A lot of Yankee fans said, oh, Dom Smith's our DH. He's making the team. And people are like, oh, what about him, Keith? You always talk about how the Mets took these players. The Mets take Yankee players as soon as they come out of the pinstripes. The Yankees don't want a Met right after he comes out of Queens. They're like, let him go somewhere else, shake that off, wash some of that Mr. Met off, and then come on down. 888-808-1019. So let's enjoy it, man. The rivalry is strong right now. And there's a lot of you that don't feel like it is a rivalry, but Juan Soto makes it a rivalry, right? Juan Soto adds a little bit more juice, a little more energy. You know, this year, we're getting a weekend Subway Series. They didn't do that the last 3 years, I believe, 22, 23, 24. I was at the one on September 11th weekend in Citi Field. That was the last time I remember it. And I remember getting on the fan, because I wasn't on the fan yet, but I remember getting on the fan that next year saying that was the best baseball environment I was in coming out of the pandemic. Like in the whole 2021 season, Citi Field for those 3 days, Mets versus Yankees, was insane. We get to live that again. Like, it is going to be turned up with star players, superheroes in this game, and a rivalry for the city. Our football teams are trash. Basketball, the Knicks are, they're probably another second round exit. Y'all couldn't even rally around St. John's. As soon as they win one game in the NCAA tournament, people start hating. I'm listening to the fan and I'm actually shocked how many people called in to be like, oh, they need to settle down. No, they don't. And now I'm segue into that. Shame on you if you were rooting against St. John's, especially if you know Brandon Tierney, especially if you're someone at WFAN. I was going out of my way, right? I was going out of my way to talk about St. John's, and I was happy to have BT on twice, right? Because how lit is that? BT is on air with us during the day, and then on the side, he calls St. John's games. He's been a fan of them. How dope is that for him? I wanted to see them go to the Final Four. I only had one bracket with them going to, like, the Elite Eight. I didn't really believe. Shame on you if you had them winning your bracket and going to the Final Four. But, like, I thought it was crazy to tune into WFAN and hear all the negativity and the hate towards St. John's. All of a sudden, we expected them to go from David to Goliath like that. What happened to them being the great story? What happened to, oh, this never happens. It's been 40 years. What happened to, this is amazing. The whole city is rallying around St. John. Like, people just, like, they build you up to break you down. They don't want anybody to shine. They don't want anybody to have success. I felt like that negative energy kicked in. And we all should have been riding for them. You don't have to. I'm not even from New York. I don't even live in New York. But, like, I'm on WFAN. I'm in the city. And I've never seen St. John's be good. So, like, I thought it was a great story, a great turnaround. We were blessed to see it. And as soon as they have a little bit of success, even today, listening to BT, I don't know why they're trolling him about drinking with the team. BT wasn't drinking with the team. And they're allowed to go follow the team. And after the team gets their first tournament win since, I don't know, 2000 or something like that, like, they're allowed to celebrate. But, man, I was disappointed to hear some of our own hosts and some of our New Yorkers, some of our New York fans talking about, hey, take it easy. And then when they lose, be like, they didn't even go on a run. This year was a failure. This year was not a failure, you silly rabbits. This was a building block year. Oh, what building blocks, Keith? It's the NIL transfer portal. They're going to have a different team. It's building blocks for their program. They're literally building blocks, right? Brick by brick, building walls and buildings. This might literally be the year to put St. John's on the map, where, like, St. John's every year is competing to win the Big East. Every year is in the dance. We are crabs in a bucket. We tear down our own so fast. It's crazy. 888-808-1019, man. Shout out to RJ Lewis. You know, in that speech he gave when he got Big East Player of the Year, he was in tears talking about his family, right? Talking about putting on for Dominicans, putting on for the city, Ecuadorians, talking about, you know, how Rick Pitino took a chance on him. And it hurt to see that kid in the situation that he was in getting benched, but that's sports. And that's another thing that I was saying the whole week. Everybody talking, oh, these guys get paid like athletes. It's ridiculous. I hear some callers talking about they got to go to class. You don't know what they do. You don't know. You don't know their GPA. You don't know their class schedule. You don't know what they do. You assume that they're not going to class. They're doing much more for the university on that court than they are in class, but they are still going to class. And I think a lot of people are forgetting that these are kids, man. These are kids, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids. And all they want to do is cut down nets. All they want to do is shine. All they want to do is hoop and win. And you know what? Shout out to Arkansas. Shout out to Calipari. Like, SEC basketball, those boys playing for the Razorbacks, they were ready to go. And you know what? They compete in the SEC. And you know what? Calipari didn't just get going there this year. Like, they were ready to go. And RJ, in that big spot, it's tough, man. You're not playing Xavier. You're not playing Butler. You're playing some big boys from the South. And in the NIL era, all of these guys are potential NBA guys. And you know what? He's forcing shots. He had a rough game. And I see people talking about Pitino like he's not supposed to be a coach because of the money. Like he's not supposed to teach someone a lesson in that moment. Of course he is. And you sit a guy down. I looked at it like in football. If a quarterback is going 3 for 17, you got to bench him. You got to go to somebody else. It's not working. And I don't care that it's do or die. It's a tournament. You go home. It's a building block. You learn from it. It was a good run for St. John's. I don't care what you say about the run in the tournament. It was a good run for them. They won the Big East. They won the Big East tournament. Yeah, it is unfortunate as a number two seed. They won one game. That is unfortunate. But to say that the season is a failure, it brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. People that were not paying attention to the Red Storm. And people that have been paying attention every year to the Red Storm. 888-808-1019. I had to weigh in on that. Like, this is a building block for the program. There are kids from around the country now that are like, oh, I want to go to Queens. I want to go to New York. I love New York. Oh, wait. They have a basketball team coached by one of the greats. And it's now. It's immediate, right? Pitino's 72. This isn't building blocks for the next decade. This is building blocks for the next 3 to 5 years. And so if next year they take a step forward, they make it to the Sweet 16, they make it to the Elite Eight, that's progress. That's progress. Shout out to all those kids. Richmond, Zuby, Doobie Doo. You know, like, shout out to them putting the city on their back. The Knicks aren't going to do it. The Rangers aren't going to do it. The Giants aren't going to do it. The Jets aren't going to do it. And I hate to break it to you, it is going to be tough for these New York Yankees to do it. With Will Warren and Carlos Carrasco and Marcus Stroman in the rotation. I can't wait for the season. I'll see you at Stan's 11 a.m. Come crack a beer. Happy New Year. We in there. But shout out to St. John's in their run. We'll start with the Yankees and the Mets and the excitement for baseball and opening day. And literally, you know, this being the mecca of baseball, New York City, the MLB offices. Shout out to my folks at MLB. Beautiful offices. I've been in the 245 Park office. I just got into the one. I don't even know what the address is, but it's over there off of 6. It's amazing. This is the spot, right? This is where baseball lives. And we should come together and root for the Mets or Yankees to get to the World Series, knock off the Dodgers. But, you know, right now it's Juan Soto. Juan Soto is the thing between both fan bases that we will not agree on, that will stir the drinks, you know, get people pissed off. Some people are over it, whatever, but it's going to be a fun season, man. A lot more to do. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll talk about famous Jameis and the Giants. Keith McPherson back on the Fan. Call us up. BRB. Okay. 888-808-1019. Quickly here before we get to the 11 o'clock hour and update. KEITHMCPHERSON on the Fan in New York. Avery in St. Louis is first. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. How are you? How was Tampa?
It was good. I got some stories to tell from it, too, once we get later into the night. It was good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good. I don't feel like I've ever been this I've never had this level of a combination of anxiety and excitement at the same time for a Yankees season. Anxiety because I'm so desperate to finish the job and get back to where we were before now that we know how it feels. Excited because, well, it's the start of a new baseball season, and I know our team's still going to be good, even though we don't have all the guys that we wanted to have.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
That's the overall claim.
You know what? I keep hearing that stupid anxiety song. And it's by that chick Dochi, and I had never really heard of her until she won Grammys. And it's just like, anxiety. And I'm someone, I don't have anxiety. My wife does, right? So I remember when she was saying to me when we were younger, when we were like college, because like I have anxiety, I thought anxiety was like just like mental weakness. And I'm like, oh, just be tough. Like, just toughen up. She's like, no, you don't understand. So like, I don't relate to the anxiety thing. And I think all of us now are having anxiety because there's TikToks with people dancing around to anxiety. I don't have anxiety about the season. What's the worst that's going to happen? They go 82-80? They missed the postseason.
I don't want that though. What's the worst
that happened? Judge get hurt? Somebody else get hurt? Everybody's already hurt. Stanton is hurt. Cole is hurt. Like, what? I don't have anxiety about it because it's like, it's out of my control. Do I want the Yankees to win as many games as possible and the World Series? Yeah, since I was about six, but I can't have anxiety about that. I don't really have anxiety about anything. But also, you know, like the excitement part that you're talking about, like, I can't wait to see what this lineup is. I can't wait to see how this all shakes out. Somebody is going to, you know, be, you know, playing and performing over their head, over expectations. Somebody, maybe it's Austin Wells, maybe it's not. I think a lot of people are pointing to Austin Wells, and I point to the way Kyle Higashioka hit homers in spring training, or Greg Bird. Like, people got to get off the spring training stuff. People are drinking the spring training Kool-Aid, but, like, that's the exciting part about being a fan and watching the team. We have no idea who's going to suck. We have no idea who's going to succeed, and we hope that they all succeed.
Well, first of all, go Brian Cashman for adding Yarbrough. That's a big move that we really needed.
I mean, I don't know how big of a move it is, but I like it. Ryan coming to Yarbrough.
Why? We need a lefty. I'll take any lefty we can get, and I'm going to call that a big move in our bullpen.
Yeah, I kind of, I mean,
for our depth.
I like the move, but I'm kind of like, get me another bat. But like, yes, you obviously need it with the pitching. Sure. I'm not mad at the move. We'll talk about it.
Right. Well, that's my second point was that I wanted to say, Peraza, you think he's getting traded? I'd be really impressed if they can flip him. I'd be really impressed.
I was about to say,
he cannot hit to save his life.
Traded for what and for who? Like, he might actually make the team because they probably feel some kind of way about him. They prospect hugged him for so long.
He's out of options, though.
I know.
He's out of options, yeah.
I'm aware. And I mean, Susan was talking about it. Everybody's been talking about it. I don't know if they can get anything of value for him. And I think that they like the guy. And I mean, they're the ones that treated the guy the way they did. Like, this is a kid who was starting in the American League Championship Series for you in 2022 at shortstop.
Yeah, this is true. And finally, I just wanted to end with positive thoughts. I am excited for Carrasco. I like his delivery. I think Warren is going to be a good pitcher, and I'm excited to see how this lineup shakes out. I really am. All right, Keith, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Avery. Yes, be excited. Be excited because, like, literally in a week from right now, we might be taking calls about Carlos Rodon sucks, Keith. How much money do we pay him? How many more years? Like, this guy. Be excited now. Be optimistic now. Glass half full right now. 888-808-1019. We do not know. That's why we bet on this stuff. Reminder to put in all your future bets. If you think the Mets are winning a World Series, go put $1,000 on it. If you think the Yankees are winning a World Series, go put $1,000 on it. Go, put your money where your mouth is. May the odds be ever in your favor. Speaking of the odds, man, I'm popped from trying to hit parlays, my brackets. I have one bracket with Houston winning it, one bracket with Michigan State winning it. I honestly think Duke is going to win it. And, like, I grew up rooting for Duke. Front runner, bandwagon, fair weather fan. I grew up rooting for Duke, but I, like, completely fell off of that as I got older. I remember going to the Izod Center when I was in college. Like, I was at Monmouth University, but I took the train wearing a Duke jersey. And I went to that game, and it was Duke versus Temple. And I remember I was sitting behind a guy. He was wearing all the Duke fans out. He was like, sing the fight song. None of you are Duke alumni. You guys are a bunch of idiots. You guys are Duke fans from watching them on TV there in North Carolina. Bet you've never even been to campus. And I was like that was the time where I was like, yeah, you're right, bro. You're right, bro. It started to fade for me around that time.
How about you put in multiple brackets?
Yeah, doesn't everybody?
No, sheet of integrity, man.
Nah,
one bracket,
please,
and that's
please miss
it.
Me with that. Why would you make one bracket? No, like that's stupid. Making one bracket and putting your money on that, you're donating the money.
I'm a one bracket guy, sheet of integrity. All I can go on it, bro, is my integrity.
I used to make like 8 brackets and then narrow it down to 2 that were completely different. And anyone that went to Ocean High School, I used to be the guy that made, or we used to have to print out brackets. I used to be in the teacher's room printing out brackets for everybody. And I would always have the heart and the mind, what my heart thinks, what my mind thinks. And my heart would go with like Duke, right? There were some years I won with Duke. And when Duke won, then every year Duke won the national championship, 2015, 2010, like I won those years. Because as a Duke fan, my heart was telling me Duke. But then other years, I would always have the heart and the mind, my 2 brackets, and then maybe I'll have a bonus 1. I think this year total I made 3. I only put money on 2. But yeah, back in high school, I used to be collecting the $10, printing out brackets, putting them together. You don't make one bracket. And I'm hearing more of that. I was watching the coverage, and the panel was talking about how many brackets you got. You're supposed to have one bracket. Since when? Since when? It's even easier now. It's all digital. I can go to the app and make a bunch of... You can... Now the app was like, they'll randomize it for you. They'll randomly put a bracket together. What if they randomize it for you and you win?
It takes the skill out. It takes the skill and the fun out.
There's no skill.
It takes it out of what you really think. Like, who do you really think is going to win?
Duke.
That should be it.
Duke. I just think they're like Cooper Flagg, Proctor, like last year, they beat JMU last year. I remember last year. Last year, I knew JMU was beating Wisconsin. Who'd they beat last year? I made bank on. I remember I was down in Florida and couldn't bet. And I called my homie Mike, was like, yo, put $500 on JMU money line, put another $5 on them to cover this spread, alternate spread. I'm like, they're not losing. I think it was Wisconsin they played or somebody. Speaking of not being able to bet, this was my first time in Tampa at the Hard Rock. I'll tell you some stories from there. Some people that I saw, somebody very interesting that I saw, not at the Hard Rock, but he absolutely ducked me. We'll talk about it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, dial 888-808-1019.